The BIBA model was developed by the commercial industry for the protection of data integrity. A lot of corporations, businesses out there are more concerned about the actual content of the data and not necessarily the classification. The information flow on this model is almost the opposite of the Bell-LaPadula model. And since these models appear similar, the BIBA model uses the term axiom to differentiate the properties. So the simple integrity axiom is so that a subject cannot read information from an object at a lower integrity level. It is acceptable to write to a higher integrity level. The star axiom states that a subject cannot modify an object at a higher integrity level, but they can write to a lower integrity level. The image on the screen shows three tiers, and to help articulate this concept, consider each tier as an academic level, where the lowest level would be bachelor's program, middle would be master's program, and the top level is a PhD program. The subject in the middle is at the master's level, and they are working on a thesis. And, you know, to help their product, you know, help their paper, they would actually refer to higher level information for research, but they would not want to use lower level information. However, they would actually publish their findings to help out the people below them or help out the people working on their bachelor's. However, people at the PhD level would not necessarily need that information. So those are kind of how the structuring of the tiers works. The goal here is you do not want to compromise high integrity data with low integrity data.